Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Is Drake May the richest rookie in UNC history? This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Any Carolina athlete drafted higher, such as Mitch Trubisky, number two by the Bears in 2017, did not earn as much as the third pick by New England in the recent NFL draft. Trubisky signed for only $29 million over 4 years. You can go all the way back to Michael Jordan in 1984, number three by the Bulls, and inflation doesn't make it close. May signed a fully guaranteed four-year contract with the Patriots for more than $36 million with a $24 million signing bonus at 21. Rookie salary caps in the NFL will limit May to between $6 and $7 million in his first season, but he can surely get by on that, even with the much higher cost of living in New England. May left UNC already wealthy from the NIL payment his family received after his star-studded freshman season, said to be well over $1 million. Now the massive amount of money automatically makes May the future quarterback of the Patriots, even if he doesn't start a regular season game in the 2024 season. He could lose that priority position if he does not produce once he becomes a starter. The Pats' last first-round QB pick, number 15, Mac Jones from Alabama's national championship team, started for 3 years before the franchise moved in another direction and traded him to Jacksonville. And May, though taller, faster, and with a stronger arm than Jones, could have a different path by playing behind NFL veteran and former NC State QB Jacoby Brissett for his rookie year, while the former Super Bowl dynasty rebuilds under new head coach Gerard Mayo and the Patriots upgrade their receiving corps. The biggest and probably overstated criticism of May is his footwork, which some pro scout says gives him happy feet from playing mostly in a shotgun offense at Carolina. One of Drake's best attributes is his ability to break contain from the rush and take off with the ball, although he will be trained to be a pocket passer in the NFL. Adjusting to life as a pro, which is both under center and in the gun for most NFL quarterbacks, seems like a matter of coaching and repetition during summer drills that are already underway and training camp in August. Mac Brown's constant praise of May highlighted how fast he picked up the college game and his accuracy at full speed, aided by redshirting for a season behind Sam Howell, who was traded from Washington to Seattle in the spring. So while starting with a multi-million-dollar contract is the goal of all pro athletes, proving that they are worth the investment is even more important. After all, that's what all the hype's about. This is Archansky. See you at the Casual Pint.